This is AP News. The White House is not saying if it will comply with subpoenas from the Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee is ordering President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney to turn over key documents on the president's controversial eavesdropping program. Both offices have 3 weeks to comply. Even more residents in Central Texas may be forced to evacuate after waking up to 18 inches of rain Wednesday morning. The heavy downpours resulted in flash floods, trapping dozens of people. Officials blame 11 deaths on storms over the past week, and forecasters are predicting more rain. Wildfires in California are being supercharged by high winds threatening to push this blaze over fire lines. The governors of California and Nevada toured the damaged neighborhoods. They say they're concerned about the ongoing threat, but praise the local firefighters.
It could have been much worse if we wouldn't have had such well-trained firefighters.
Actor Bruce Willis is donating memorabilia from his Die Hard movies to the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. Objects include a poster, a shirt worn by the film's hero, and an original script from the series' fourth film, Live Free or Die Hard. Tim McGuire, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.